very fortunate when you got a guy like that, you know, leading your defense.
So that's him.
No doubt. They missed that wingman to match his versatility, speed, and enthusiasm. Right now, they lack that second playmaker.
What did Riverboat Ron do to you, man? What did he do to you?
We coined him Riverboat Ron, and he had one good year,
Chip Kelly had
a good year.
They had a couple playoff years. You know, Carolina can't get players. They're the Carolina Panthers, for crying out loud. The fact that the Panthers are even relevant.
John Fox took him to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, way back in 2004. That was pre-HD.
John Fox took two teams to the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, yeah. New York Giants. Right? No.
Broncos.
They got destroyed. Yeah. Pre-HD years. And then Carolina was irrelevant for a number of years, and he brought him back to relevancy. He did. You got to give Ron Rivera credit. Got the best out of Cam Newton. Got the best out of Christian McCaffrey. Thousand. Wow. Okay. Now, Emmanuel Acho. What's he got to say about the 49ers? Well, he had this to say about Kyle Shanahan.
The Niners are in trouble so long as Kyle Shanahan does not get out of his own way. In watching the game, it's like Kyle Shanahan is coaching as if his dad is in the stands and he wants to make his dad proud. He's hooping like his ex is in the crowd. And you know when you start dribbling the basketball all hard so you get an echo in a basketball on the hardwood?
That's me.
Kyle Shanahan's calling plays like he wants to show off America. The Cardinals allowed 216 rushing yards to the Commanders. And the week before, they allowed 187 rushing yards to the opponent. I believe it may have been the Detroit Lions. Yet, Kyle Shanahan, you start your game with one running play of your first nine plays. Your first three plays, you go three and out, pass. Who are you showing off for? Who are you showing out for? The Cardinals have the fourth worst run defense in the NFL. You have a running back who has the most rushing yards through 5 weeks in franchise history. Yet you don't run the ball in the first nine plays but once? Who are you showing out for? The Niners are in trouble until Shanahan gets out of his own way. Because right now, Shanahan is in his own way. He is what's stopping this offense.
I think that they had a 10-point lead in that football game. And sometimes you want to come out and establish some certain things. Now, would I like to see more run plays in the first nine? Absolutely. I think it's criminal that they only ran the ball one time in the first nine plays. But they were able to overcome that and build a 23-10 lead. They were able to overcome that. So when it came down to nutcracking time and winning time and to seal a deal, they didn't seal a deal. Because they did run the ball when it was time to seal the deal, and the guy fumbled. So, showing off for his daddy, getting in his own way.
I did not like that at all. I thought that was out of bounds.
I kind of disagree with him.
I think it's completely out. He's doing way too much. I know you're on TV and we're having fun, and I do stuff for fun and tongue in cheek or whatever. Acho, dude, take a play off. You're good, bro. It's okay. It's okay. We know you're the smartest guy in the room at every single turn. We get it. It's okay.
So, that's who his thoughts on Shanahan. So, nationally, because I know you watch all the national shows, I don't. Yeah, they're going to get on Shanahan and Purdy if they lose this football game. There's no doubt. They're waiting. They're like hounds. They're looking for blood. Negativity sells. That's the fun thing about the, you know, I was watching the Vince McMahon doc. And think about the...
Careful.
No, the attitude generation and what they were selling to the audience. We're selling sex.
Yeah.
Selling racism.
Nationalism.
Depending on
overseas hatred.
And guess what? The fans loved it. The ratings spiked. Because fans want to see people in a coliseum get their heads ripped off. That's what we like, unfortunately. That's where society's gone. So, if the Niners do lose, you got the Achos of the world. You got the Cowards of the world. You got the Nick Wrongs of the world. Nick Wrong, Nick Right. He's always wrong about something. You know, he gets paid a lot of money to be wrong. Mad at him. But they're like wolves waiting in the jungle, waiting for you to slip. And they're drooling to see Shanahan fail. They're drooling to see Brock Purdy fail. Why do Niners get hated on so much? I call it high-level hating. We say high-level losers. What's high-level hating? Because that's what's going on right here with the 49ers. They're waiting in the wings, waiting in the cut.
It's just
harp on these guys. It's unbelievable how much hating goes on with the 49ers and Shanahan and Purdy. It's nasty. It's actually nasty.
Well, Niner fans hate their own team at times, and that's their prerogative. You are allowed to hate your own team. Like, you know, you can love them while simultaneously hating on certain things. It's like the last black man in San Francisco at the very end when he's sitting in the bus and the two out-of-towners are talking about what they hate about San Francisco, and he turns and he goes, "Are you from here?" And they're like, "No." It's like, you can't hate San Francisco if you never loved it. Yep. And I feel the same way about the 49ers. You're not allowed to be just an unmitigated hater unless you love them a little.
High level.
You know where I'm going with that?
I understand where you're going with that. High level.
It's like having family members in your house. Like, the little stuff can't annoy you super over the top unless you love that person.
Who's an under the radar player who needs to step up and play well tonight? Under the radar. Take the stars off the board. And the stars, I think, you know, we could talk about Bosa and Debo and Ayuk and Purdy and Trent and Kittle, Fred. But who's the under-the-radar player that's got to step up and ball out today?
To me, it's two players. It's Leonard Floyd and it's Malik Collins. I need to see somebody on the rest of this defensive line do something. No?
Who you got, Spadotti? Under-the-radar player.
Under-the-radar player. Can I get, like, Isaac Garendo to just be normal on a kick return?
Interesting.
Don't do too much. Like, you're talking about the young guys stepping up, Joe Chowski. Sometimes the best thing is the easy things, the simple things. Not running it out when you need time and you're wasting times. Let it go over your head. Special teams. You had a good week last week. Can they build off it again? That's what I'm looking at.
Loveman, what you got?
Oh, can I say the new kicker with Matthew White? Can I call him out as an under the radar? Just
Wright.
Sorry, Matthew Wright coming in.
He's not Mr. Right Now. He's Mr. Right Here, Right Now.
He's Mr. We Need You to Kick Kicks Right Now. Him or, I guess, I don't know, Jake Brendel. I always need more from the center. That just comes with the position. You're the Jake center. Always Brendel. Need more.
I like that, though. I like that. Got to be better. I see here 650. It's Colton McKivitz.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Make
actually.
A block.
Actually, the O-line's been good this year.
It's been bad.
I actually think it's been pretty good this year. I mean, I do. I think they've done a pretty good job.
Yeah, my under the radar guys are. It's simple. It's a safety position. Malik Mustafa. You may even, you know, and Tig Brown. You may even see George Odom again on defense tonight. We really haven't seen George Odom since the Minnesota game when they gave a 97-yard touchdown to Justin Jefferson.
You want to talk about riverboat gambling?
I mean, you may see George
Odom
tonight.
Back out there. Oh.
I mean, you need a veteran presence back there. You know, I mean, come on.
I hate you so much. Hey, I had to do a quick Google search, by the way. Ron Rivera, he had 3 winning seasons in 14 seasons. I mean, come on. What are we
doing? He has some bad organizations, man. The Commanders are terrible.
Hey, come on. I mean, he literally had the two worst owners in the sport, probably, outside of Mark Davis.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
David Tepper and Dan Snyder are like. Sorry, you can't overcome that sometimes.
Yeah, Richardson
before
Richardson
that. Richardson. Had Panther,
right.
Had the Panther statue.
Right.
So back to back. So that's 3.
Right. No, honestly, Mark Davis's stock was not that high when Ron was here, so.
By the way, Tom Brady probably going to get the rubber stamp of approval next week, according to sources, to become the minority owner of the Raiders. 10%
stake.
Can
he play quarterback week 7?
I would love that. They'd probably be a playoff team.
I tell you what.
Like Roger Dorn. Like, I'm coming out of retirement.
Hey, Ron Rivera.
Take that pitch.
Ron Rivera, 3 winning seasons, but a 2-time coach of the year in the NFL. 2-time AP.
We call that the Bob Melvin special.
I mean, come on. Thank you.
I don't care. I don't care.
Come on.
The Buck Showalter special.
How many Phil Jackson Coach of the Years were there?
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. He's got something that we haven't had in over 30 years. The Super Bowl ring. That's what he got.
Who?
It's Ron Rivera.
With the Chicago Bears?
I mean, Jesus, Bonte.
I mean, come on. And you're going to disrespect the Cal Berkeley guy from Seaside, California?
He is Seaside. Shout out to Seaside.
Seaside
High.
Yeah. Seaside strong.
We beat Seaside in baseball Seaside a couple
strong.
Years ago. We're down in Carmel.
Come on. Cal Berkeley? Second round pick in 1984? We're going to disrespect River Bowl Ron like
Great
that?
Great Mexican food down in Seaside.
Oh, my God.
Phenomenal.
Guy's one of us. One of us. One game under 500 as head coach. All good. It's actually not bad considering the franchises he coached. 102, 103, and 2 all time. Some bad teams he coached, man. Bad teams.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. Nothing at all. Got the best out of Steve Smith. Got the best out of Cam Newton. Come on now.
If I put Steve Smith with Andy Reid, that would have been the best of Steve Smith.
No, he got Steve Smith balled out at him in fantasy that year. He went crazy. He went to triple
down
crown.
Down 100 every week.
He went triple crown. Actually went to the NFC Championship game where divisional round now. Divisional round. All right. Rob Stach Guerrera coming up at 9:20. We got our last segment. I could feel it. I could feel the kickoff is getting closer and closer and closer. Love it. Why you take a deep breath like that, man? Well, you stressed out too. Why is everybody so stressed out? Look, I see Colin Coward on our screen. He's stressed out.
Well, that's just Colin Coward.
Well, that's also the Botox and the hair plugs.
How do you know?
I mean, look at his face. I mean, it looks like
it's just ages well.
Stretched back.
It's possible to age well.
I don't hate on that. If that makes yourself feel better, that's fine.
Dude, he's on TV. He has to look good.
He looks
not everyone gets to hide behind radio like us.
He is Sosa. No, and he Scarface. Is
not. I just watched Scarface last week. I did not think of the Colombian drug dealer Sosa.
He doesn't look nothing like Sosa.
The Bolivian, whatever he's in.
He doesn't look nothing like Sosa.
Our friend made a speech he was not supposed to give.
See, yeah, you know what? We need a win. Because the haterade is flowing through Shasky's veins right now. I know he's on edge. When he's doing this, I know he's on edge. We got to get a win.
Ron Rivera.
It's going in on Riverboat Ron. Riverboat Ron triggered his time again.
Niner fans, can you believe Ron Rivera said missing CMC is huge? Whoa! Hit the breaking news sounder.
It's the way he broke it down. It's the way. You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to just text Deborah Claus and say, hey, great interview with Ron Rivera. I'm going to make him feel good.
Greg Cosell and Dipper Claus get into a little bit yesterday.
Over what?
Really? Over what?
Well,
the refs.
We can tease the 11 sound, personnel. But Greg Cosell doesn't think that 49ers are bad. In fact, he thinks they're actually still really good.
See, I believe I'm kind of with Greg Cosell there. And I think we're going to see that tonight. Brought to you by...
But if they lose tonight, I won't be here tomorrow.
No, yeah, because I don't want to deal with you idiots. Not tomorrow. Fire Shanahan, trade that guy. I don't want to deal with that it's only week... What is it? Week 6? I can't handle this.
She was just waiting until I get to week 13.
I can't handle this, man. Oh, my gosh. I'd rather be the White Sox. The haterism's out here, man. Good Lord.
I'd rather be the Panthers.
Hey, man, I'd rather be at home tomorrow if the 49ers lose. That's where I'd rather be. Playing NCAA. I said, to hell with this stuff. The hell with this. Maybe I'm not built for this. All right, Rob Stach Guerrera coming up on the other side. Gold Standard Podcast Network, River Islands Guest Line. That's all coming up. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Bonte.
My guy, JK. I think he has a tattoo now, new tattoo on his hand. It says, think positive. He's got a positive mind frame. I love the blonde hair that's growing out right now. It's turning black. He's got to re-dye it. But Kuminga, JK, hey, one thing or two, they can't take this away from the Morning Roast. We've been JK stands from day number one. All it took was for him to miss 8 dunks in the California Classic, but it wasn't the fact that he missed the dunks. It was that he was trying to yam on everybody. And I said, you know what? I could roll with this dude. And then we go up the stairs. King's Tale. Tim Roy. You know, Bonte?
He reminds me
of Ron Artest. And I said, oh, we got a guy. We got a guy. We got a guy. We got a guy. JK is our guy.
I'm holding out hope it works out for us.
Well, it's been all right. It's been a roller coaster ride, but you know what? I'm still on. I'm locked in, like getting stuck on the top of the Grizzly. You know, when it's ascending up, and the Grizzly just stops. You ever been stuck on a roller coaster before?
No.
The Grizzly got to the top, and it just stopped, and I was up there. We were just up there for like 15 minutes, man. Just chilling.
It must be a great American thing. I got stuck then Top Gun for a little bit. That was tough. Yeah. Just
at the
chilling.
Top?
No, not the top, but just chilling on because, you know, you're hanging off kind of the same door. Yeah, so it was like 5 or 10 minutes. I was like, what are we doing?
It was over the water, too?
I think now it's called,
over
like,
the water.
Superman.
That would have freaked me out. No, it's called Flight Deck.
Oh, Flight Deck.
Yeah, okay. Why did you change the name?
Well, because
they're not Paramount.
Sponsorships
they're not Paramount
based on,
anymore.
That's yeah, it was
used
Universal.
To be.
Yeah, they went all over the place, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was, dude, Top Gun is a ride. That is the ride. Vortex gives you a little whiplash, you know, it's a little... The demon. I always get scared with the demon because I got the little the
drop
cement.
Zone.
Yeah, it's like gets close to the head. Yeah, I was like, I always duck. It's the demon's scary.
You
I don't think
get
I'm
your
ever
head
getting on
taken
that.
Off?
I'm never getting back on that ride again. No, I'm done with that. Sorry. No, thank you. River Island Rob? Oh. Riverboat Rob?
River Island's guest line. First Rob, off, stats on fire, Guerrero.
Let's close the book on this. Riverboat Ron is Captain Obvious of his own deck. Right, okay, whatever.
It's okay. We get it. He's just a high-level hitter.
What is going on here?
Just a high-level hitter, man. I hate to see it. I hate to see that blood. I hate to see that hate oozing through your veins right now, man. You're better than that. Rob Guerrero joining us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a tie for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Well, I always love to talk to Stats on Fire. Gold Standard Podcast Network, of course. And he'll keep it real. He keeps it a buck. So let's keep it a buck tonight, Rob. How you feeling about this game for the 49ers? Must win? Big game? What's going to happen? How you doing, my man?
I'm doing well. I'm doing better than the 49ers, and I'd certainly be doing a lot better if they could beat the friggin' Seahawks. But they have to win. This is 100% a must-win.
Hey, are they going to win? So what is the biggest factor for you? Let's start with that. Defense, offense, defensive line, linebackers. Who's the most important player for you tonight on that football field?
Brock Purdy, the quarterback. Mm. I know we've been living in this alternate world with the 49ers the last few years where the quarterback isn't the most important person. He is now. They're not the same talented team that they were. There is no gap between them and everybody else in the NFC. In fact, they're probably trailing some people. And when that's the case, you can still win that way, but your quarterback has to be better. And the 49ers have 8 giveaways in 5 games. That is tied for the second most in the entire league, and most of that is the fault of number 13.
Fault. Oh, wow. Okay, well, I don't think he played great the last couple of weeks, although the L.A. game, I thought he was excellent at times. I'm looking at this. I'm like, how do you spread out the love here? You obviously want to get to the magical 35, 37 rushes that they're always going for. But 12 Ayuk targets is the most in this last game of any game without Deebo Samuel missing the game, meaning both guys played and they targeted Ayuk that many times. Do you want to see it more balanced, or do you want to continue to ride the Ayuk hot hand here?
I'm all done with Deebo Samuel. I'm all set with number one. I'm sorry. There's too many games where he just disappears. Brandon Ayuk is the future of this offense from a passing standpoint. You have to feature him. I'm sorry. He is so clearly the best wide receiver that the 49ers have. Deebo Samuel, you know, he catches like one screen a game. Maybe it breaks for a big play. Maybe it doesn't. Half the time after that, he's dogging it out there on the field, jogging around the field like he's a part-time player. No, wow. Brandon Ayuk is the guy I want to see featured going forward.
You're really down on Deebo, huh?
What reason would I have to be up on him that doesn't start with the year 2021?
Ooh. Well, I mean, I thought the playoffs against Seattle, he dominated them. I mean, he ended Philadelphia's season last year, for crying out loud. Like, he's had a lot of moments.
And then he's had a lot of games where he's a ghost. You can't find him. You don't even know if he played in the game. And that's when he's healthy enough to actually be out on the field. I'm sorry. If it wasn't for 2021, we'd be looking at Deebo Samuel, and we would not think that he is this wrecking ball out there. Most of the time, he's just a guy.
You know what? We're going to have to revisit that conversation.
No, but
Rob's right. I mean, look, he had the best training camp of his career, according to the sources, according to the beat writers. And he did look like he was in phenomenal shape. But when it comes to beating man coverage, we know who the real man beater is on this team. We know who the number one receiver is. And it is number 11, Brandon Ayuk. Let's just admit it. I know Juwan Jennings had some big games or whatnot. If this team didn't re-sign Brandon Ayuk, the Niners would be in a lot more trouble than they are right now. That's a fact. So we're going to have to revisit a conversation later in the year because we had that on this show. Is Deebo Samuel an all-time Niner? It's a big year for Deebo to determine that conversation. Rob was on the fence saying that, no, he's not an all-time Niner. We believed he was. We got to let the season play out. That could change everything here. But what about defensively? I called out Nick Bosa earlier in the week, and everybody on Instagram wanted to take my head and rip my head off and wanted me to get fired for calling out Nick Bosa. But we asked a question. When's the last time Nick Bosa was very impactful in a win? And we had to go back to Thanksgiving against Seattle last season. Where's Nick Bosa number 97 now? Because he called out Wooks last year, and everybody was good with it. He called out Sorensen again this week, and Sorensen and Shanahan pushed back on Bosa. He was like, hold on, wait a minute here. I'm calling out Bosa because you're the highest paid defensive player in NFL history. You're not playing well against the run, and I don't care what the grades are. I need production. I need domination. I need you to be the best pass rusher in the league that you're paid to be. So what's your thoughts on Nick Bosa so far this season?
Well, I thought last year was one of the few, or last week, I should say, was one of the few times where he made a game-changing play, right? That interception right. that he made, that was going to, that should have bailed the 49ers out. Now, it's not his fault it didn't ultimately do that, but you're right. There have been far too few game-changing plays from Nick Bosa. He does not impact the game the same way that TJ Watt does for the Steelers, or the same way that, Myles Garrett does for the Cleveland Browns. Bosa is very, very good, but he is not at that elite level, even though he is paid like someone at that elite level.
I'm looking at the run game here. Bonte and I have been going over this all week. I just did all the notes here. Since week 15, okay, of last year, Arizona runs for 234. Ravens, 102, 62. I'm throwing week 18 out. Nobody played. 136 against the Packers in the playoffs. 182 the Lions ran for them against them in the playoffs. 130 in the Super Bowl. 68, 146, 98, 73, and 169 this year. They've given up 127 yards per game since that win in Arizona last year at the end of the year. How do they get the run game stuffed on defense? This feels like a huge problem that we don't talk enough about.
They can't. They need better players. That's the simple reality of it, and they don't have them right now. They're giving up almost 5 yards per carry this year. That's 21st in the league. And opponents have a success rate of 55%. So the majority of the time when the other team runs the ball, it works against the 49ers. I don't know what they can do. You can put more guys at the line of scrimmage, okay. Then you're hoping that Mooney, Ward, and D'Amador Lenore and those guys can make up for it. But it's a real problem area for the 49ers because anytime somebody needs it, they can get it. They can keep the ball on the ground. And that's also part of the reason why the Niners haven't forced that many turnovers this year.
Talking to Rob Stats Guerrero here on the River Islands Guest Line Gold Standard Podcast Network. Check it out, man. He covers the Niners, breaks all the numbers down. He's passionate about them as well. It's a good listen. Rob, there's a lot of talk about Shanahan. And look, I've had my beefs with Shanahan, play calling, situational football or whatnot. But players got to play and players have to make plays. But I've heard a lot of rhetoric this week, like maybe it's time to move into a new direction. Maybe Shanahan is not the guy. Maybe he's just stale. Where do you fall in line here as they start 2-3? Is it more on Shanahan and his play calling or whatnot? Or is it simply on players not executing when they need to execute, like Ronnie Bell catching a pass in L.A., like Jordan Mason fumbling? Where do you stand here with the Shanahan rhetoric?
Well, you don't get to 2-3 without everybody being to blame, first of all. Some blame goes on the players and some goes on Shanahan. But if I have to pick the biggest piece of blame pie, it's got to be the players. It has to be the players. Kyle Shanahan didn't make Jordan Mason fumble in the red zone last week. That's not on Kyle Shanahan. What do we say about Shanahan? Run the ball, run the ball. Well, he gets down to the red zone. The first play he runs is a run to Jordan Mason behind All-Pro Trent Williams, All-Pro George Kittle, and All-Pro Kyle Juszczyk. And all three of them got absolutely molly-whipped down there on that play where Jordan Mason fumbled the football. That's not on Kyle Shanahan. Again, I'm not saying Shanahan is blameless, but to me, the biggest piece of blame pie goes to the players on the field. They never have their T's crossed and their I's dotted.
Man, it's tough to argue with that. I'm looking at their red zone efficiency, and you're talking about running the ball down in the red zone. Like, they're very predictable on first down in terms of running it. Like, situationally, it drives me nuts. And they don't go matchups. I'd like to see some rub routes, bunch formations, guys in motion, and actually running a route, not just setting up to block. Who's the guy you would like to see them target in the red zone? Because I'm thinking of somebody that, you know, he's dominating that game. Ayuk never gets targeted in the red zone. They've thrown to Kittle 8, I believe, of the 18 plays that they had in the red zone, and 4 went to Jennings last week. Who's the guy you would target in the red zone to kind of get their efficiency numbers up?
The open guy. I don't care who it is. The problem is nobody ever seems open along the red zone. The one touchdown to Kittle they had last week was beautiful.
Underneath,
he got just open very, very quickly. They threw a screen pass to him in the red zone a couple weeks ago. I love that. But other than that, I can't really think of a time where in the red zone somebody has got open. And I don't know if that's because they're doubling Ayuk or Debo just can't get open against man coverage, but it's been way too hard in the red zone in the passing game. And in the ground game, like, they can't do it at all in the red zone. They have run 28 plays in that part of the field that have gained zero or negative yardage. 28 plays. That's the most in the league. All of last season, they had 43 of those plays. So they're more than halfway to that number already, and they've only played 5 games.
Wow, wow, wow. What about the safety position? Because I think that's something, for me, Hufanga was not good this season so far. He was not good coming back from an ACL injury. He was not good to the point where I don't know what his long-term future is with the 49ers. It wouldn't surprise me if he never played a game with the 49ers again. That's how bad he played. And I hate saying that because he's a nice guy. But Malik Mustafa, Tig Brown, and we may even see George Odom today. But the safety position could be the problem because teams are taking deep shots on them, Rob. And that concerns me tonight. DK, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Tyler Lockett getting over the top. I've never been this concerned with the safety position in a long time, Rob.
I thought the secondary going into this season was the best secondary Kyle Shanahan has ever had with the 49ers. And holy hell was I wrong about that. I mean, we're back to the bad old days of balls in the air. Let me just hug the wide receiver because I can't stop him from catching it. That's where we are. It's been really, really bad for the Niners. And the safety position is scary. You're right. Guys are out of position. But here's the other scary part for me. And we see this a lot with Tig Brown and some of the other players in this secondary. They're always confused. I thought we were supposed to be getting back to the 49er defense, right? The defense that they've been playing that everybody knows. Yet why are they always confused every time the other team bunches up the wide receivers on one part of the field? They never know who's who in the zoo, and they always have two guys covering one dude and no guys covering another player who's wide open for the first down. It's happened multiple times this year, and I don't understand why.
Well, what that is, I mean, the passing concepts that they're going up against are more advanced than the ones that we run. They run a lot of mesh. They run a lot of rub routes and misdirection, and they try to bunch people up, and when they're in zone or whatever, they want to have miscommunications. It's a variety of things, a lot of drag routes. What do you hate more? The current Seahawks, because they were a big rival for a lot of Niner fans, or the Amazon broadcast as a whole?
Oh, man, that is
Al Michaels
close.
Is done. I've been on this for like 5 years. He's been done.
Oh, my. Amen to that.
He's been done.
Does he ever get excited about anything? All he cares about is that there's no penalties and no replay reviews so he could get out of there as fast as possible. No, thank you. Al Michaels makes the game less interesting and less exciting for me as a fan. I totally agree.
Told you.
He's a legend in the Hall of Famer. I didn't say he wasn't logging a tooth.
So is Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers cooked.
I didn't say he was logging a tooth, but don't be mad at Al Michaels. Get mad at Amazon for hiring Al Michaels, all right? We knew he was, you know, and I'm not going to disrespect him because he was a broadcast partner at NBC and he did a lot of great things for Sunday Night Football. It gave Sunday Night Football that credibility. However, don't be mad
things.
At him. Don't be mad at Amazon. They gave him the check. Hell, Rob, if they asked you to do play-by-play, you would be ready to do play-by-play. But guess what? You're going to take that check, right?
Bro, you've been taking checks for 50 years. Go enjoy your great-grandkids.
Keep taking the checks. We're taking away the guy's keys. This is how
the
rich stay rich. Come on, Charles Schwab, Shasky. You know this.
Bro.
Keep the checks coming, Rob.
If he's worried about money, he's got deeper issues. He's been filthy rich forever.
If they're going to keep throwing money at you, you're going to take it. That's the American way, right?
I mean, look, I would take the check, too. I'm not going to lie. But I would also understand people that say, you're not any good at this job right now.
Rob,
this is where the family needs to step in and say, hey, great-grandpa Al, I want you home.
No. They're saying, great-grandpa Al, we need the private jet to go to college. That's what they're saying. So Grandpa Al saying, you know what, let me go broadcast these Thursday night games.
Okay, Rob, one second. I take my grandpa out and introduce my son to him as great-grandpa, and we go out, and I pay for dinner. That's how it works. Yep. The younger generations are supposed to take out. See, this is what's wrong with society. You're supposed to say, hey, grandpa, it's on us this time. You don't always pay for everything. I know you want to, but it's on us. That's on
Al's
family.
What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know
what's going on here. I'm telling you how family's supposed to work.
Oh.
Right, Rob? You agree with me.
Not when grandpa is Al Michaels and he's got enough money to buy his own restaurant.
Right. Come on, man. We're using Grandpa's black card today, man. And that's Uncle Al. We'll get through the broadcast. If you don't like it, just turn the volume down or go to the radio broadcast. It's all good. Rob Sats-Guerrero, you're always good to us. Always love having you on, man. Keep up the great work over there at the Gold Standard Podcast Network.
Thanks, everybody. Just search Gold Standard 49ers on YouTube. You'll see everything we got going on.
And they got a lot going on right now. Boy, hey, Rob, real quick. The Niners don't win this game. Does business boom for you after losses? Oh, he's gone. Oh, man. We'll talk. I'll tweet him or something. I'll text him. Because I'm sure business is going to boom if the Niners lose. Now, if they win, there'll be some complaints.
I'm not going to complain if they win. They just need to win. They need to get back to 500. That's all they need to do. Just get back to 500. I told you, after Cowboys and Chiefs, when you look at the schedule coming out and what happened early in the year, Is 3-5 the worst thing in the world? No. 4-4 would be amazing. Given where we're at now, if you can go 4-4 over the next three games, I would, oh my gosh.
I'm going to get greedy.
It would feel like a mini victory.
I'm going to get greedy, man. They win this game, they'll find a way to beat Kansas City and give them their first loss of the season. I'm not going to let me stop. Let me just worry about tonight. Let me stop. You know what?
Why do you do this?
And I'm going to stop. Just win a game today. Back it up the truck. Back it up the truck quick.
I'm throwing it back on a Thursday.
just win tonight. We're about Kansas City on Monday. Win tonight. Win tonight.
I'm not even thinking about that team in that state.
It would be a historic win, by the way, to be the fourth loss ever for Andy Reid off a bye week.
Oh, my gosh. Let's just worry about Seattle before next week's going to be a long week, regardless if they win or lose. It's going to be a long period. So let's just enjoy the weekend and hopefully get a win tonight against Seattle. And you know what? Hey, I will, Flip. I will. Let's go to Gabriel in San Jose. I think he's going to hype us up. Gabriel, save me here.
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up, Gabe? I like to see you. Hold on, Gabe. Hey. I like the way you're coming at us right now. I like the bass in your voice. I like the intensity. I can feel it right now. I can feel it.
Hey, look at we're faithful. We're fans. You know what I mean? This is what it's all about. Exactly. You know, the team needs to find their identity again, and this is what it is. I got something for you boys right now. Ready?
All right, I'm ready to roll. Let's go.
Red and gold, they take the field. With grit in their heart, they cannot yield. From Purdy's throws to Warner's hits, legends are built, they never quit. Through the fog, their banners fly, from California to Seattle sky. Mm. From Levi's to Lumen Field, this game 49ers need to steal. Champions bold with spirits bright, they charge ahead, ready to fight. Don't be hateful, be grateful. This is our team, we are the faithful. With faithful cheer, their pride is true. 49ers forever, through and through. Go Niners, baby, let's go.
That's a Dubie Award candidate. That's a Dubie Award candidate. Gabriel, San Jose, Dubie Award candidate. Rock him. Lock it up. Do whatever you got to do.
Was that an acapella freestyle? Yeah. Was that an acapella poem? What was that?
It was a poem, and I was feeling it. And I was really feeling it.
Yeah.
He said the Levi Stadium, the Lumen Field. But he dropped the Lumen Field on me. He had me. That's what he had me at that moment.
I mean, he would have said
sponsored stadiums. No one loves a sponsored stadium more than Bonte Hill. State Farm Arena. I mean, you got Chase Center. You got the Trop. I hope everything's okay down in Florida, obviously.
Crypto.com Arena.
Crypto.com.
Intuit.com, which is not crypto anymore.
Intuit Dome.
Madison Square Garden.
You got to love the garden. Got to love Madison.
City Field.
Chase Madison Square Garden now. City Field. You got Yankee Stadium. Got Barclays Center. You got TD Garden in Boston. Gillette Stadium in Foxborough.
Allegiant
SoFi. Stadium. SoFi.
You turned into you-know-who right there. Allegiant. A lot of Allegiants.
You guys love that guy.
Las Vegas.
It's the whole turn. It's just funny.
Reliance Stadium. NRG Stadium. We got a lot going on here. I love my stadiums. This is a good one here. Let's go to Deshaun in Las Vegas. Oh, I see the caption here. This is going to give you good, folks. Trust me on this one. Okay. Deshaun, the floor is yours.
Okay.
Oh, am I on?
Oh, you on, baby. It's your time.
Well, now I know it's a good call.
Bro, have you ever met that person like where they're so smart that they're dumb?
Yeah, I know a lot of those people.
Where they overthink, and like I just feel like Kyle Shanahan is one of those people that's like, oh, well, they think we're going to do this, but you know what we're going to do that. And it's just like, bro, like it's just getting so, I'm so tired of it. It's just so old, bro. It's just like, just play regular football, bro. So, like, I just feel like he overthinks himself.
So, Deshaun, are you calling Shanahan not too smart? Are you saying that he's too smart for his own good?
I think he's too smart for his own good, man. That's where I'm at right now.
Wow. What brought you to that point?
Well, it's just like, I mean, okay, if we got a running back, right, that's literally, like, leading the league in yards, right, per carry, and at the goal line, we don't go for it on 4th-and-1, like, why? Like, why are we continuously doing Debo in the round? Like, you know what I mean? Like, bro, just play simple football. Like, just go to the basics. And I feel like Kyle's one of those people that just, like, he outthinks himself. I feel like he's done that in so many critical moments and basics.
good for a while too with that.
We've got the best fans ever.
Man.
I swear to God, the game has the greatest callers on the planet. Like, I will put our collection of callers up against anyone's ever.
I smoke with Mike though.
Like, anywhere. I've heard Philly radio. It's not that good. No, it's the same template for a lot of the calls. It's We've obviously heard what's going on in Texas. It's terrible. Okay? It's just terrible. I love our callers.
You know, he's so frustrated. He basically says Shanahan is too smart, he's dumb.
I mean, we've got people like BPA who might be a billionaire or might not. We've got people like
Phil. I have a big mouth sometimes.
We've got Philmo Mike. We've got Tony. We've got people just cursing left and right.
Can't open her cow. What happened to him?
No, you and
that's just on our own show too.
Where's like, Clark the Shark?
Can't open her cow.
Clark the Shark?
Stop hating on Moody.
He stinks.
No, you stink.
Oh, I mean,
our callers are the best.
I mean, people are too comfortable on this damn show. They're just letting S-bombs fly, F-bombs fly, knowing that it's going to cost us our jobs.
Nobody cares about that.
FCC, I mean, the FCC is just lurking in the cut. They're probably just racking up a case to where they come to court and say, hey, we're just going to fine you guys. And Matt Nahegan may fight with the FCC and say, hey, man, you know, it's just one time. And I got, actually, we've listened to the Morning Roast the last 3 years. There's Fillmore Mike. There's Gabriel and Santos. There's all these people just curting. They got the names. They got the numbers. They got the cities.
My favorite, every time he calls, and he calls lots of the shows. I love Austin and San Francisco, San Jose, wherever he's at. How you doing? Not much. Every single time.
Where are you, Austin? That's all I got every time he ends up. I love him.
Well, I love him.
You know what? Also, TC in Sacramento. What's up with my bros? Something, bro? You know what? Hey, bro, you know what it is, bro?
We've got the best.
You're a high-level loser, bro.
He's a high-level loser who's so smart he's dumb. That's what the other caller said, right?
Hey,
I can't get down with that.
Robin Sanbruno, lurking in the cut. Lurking. I'm telling you, man, the Wolves are out looking for blood.
It's coming hard.
If they lose tonight and Brock Purdy looks any kind of sketch, Rob is going to be on line one at 4:55 in the morning. By the way, they say that Kyle K saying the FCC case on us will be quicker to solve than the Ohtani deal with the FBI.
He's so right.
Shohei's not going to jail.
No one said he's going to jail. Said take more than 5 seconds to look at the file. Oh. I mean, they literally went like this. Here's the Ohtani file. And then like this. Clearly, he did nothing.
Big win for the Dodgers, by the way.
By the way.
A lot of Dodger fans at the FBI.
By the way.
I hate them.
By the way, it could be worse. You could have Todd Downing as your offensive coordinator. You could be the New York Jets, all right? Todd Downing could be your officer, so be careful what you wish for when it comes to Shanahan.
Did you see the latest? I guess Devontae might actually play for the Raiders again this year because the Saints and Jets might be worse.
Oh, man. This league is wild. Wild.
So, was Todd Downing the one that Derek Carr demanded to be the OC?
Yeah, he was the quarterback coach before. Yeah. Remember Bill
Musgrave.
He was actually good with them.
Yeah, he was really good, and they fired him. And they went to Downing, and they were just, it was simple football. They didn't do any motions. They did nothing creative year.
Del Rio and Musgrave did not see eye to eye. They wanted Del Rio, and they had a good running game because they had Latavius Murray there, and they had Jalen Richard, and they had a good running game.
DeAndre Washington.
Correct, out of Texas Tech. They used to balance it very well. But Del Rio wanted to throw more. They wanted to keep throwing more. And Bill Musgrave's like, no, we need a balanced running game with our passing game to complement Amari Cooper and Crabtree. Todd Downing, quarterback coach, wants to throw it more. That's what happened.
Hey, man, Jalen Richard, the pocket rocket, and the gun runs, man. The gun runs was working for the Raiders that year. 2016, man, what a time to be alive,
one
man.
One and done, by the way, after days. That year, because John Gruden came right after that.
Yeah, and it was all bad. Gruden. And he gutted the team, gutted the roster.
Actually, looking back, that contract wasn't that bad.
Well, they got out of it.
I mean, the Browns are like, how did you get out of that contract?
Check Deshaun's email.
Gotta find the emails.
Because Sam, since you just popped in, question.
Let me get this
when you're
quick.
Screening these calls, do you know that they, like, the curse word, like, level is going to be through the roof here? Can you feel it?
Sometimes, yes, I'll let Spadoni know, like hover over that dump button or hover over the flush button. But usually if they swear in the call screening, I'm like, hey, when you get on, let's keep it clean. That's...
Oh, you just don't dump them? Jeez. Just
well, no, if they swear to me when they're not on air.
Before the call, Lovin, it's obvious he's going to swear on the call.
You know how many times that callers have sworn like while I'm call screening them and then sworn on air? A very, very small amount. So when I tell them, don't swear, and then they get on air, you know what they do? They don't swear. That is called call screening.
Swearing before the call.
Okay, I don't care if you swear before the call, just don't swear during the call. That is, as the call screener, what I do.
Now to bring it back, because I want to shout out Noreen Shasky here.
Uh-oh.
The lovely mother of Joe Shasky and Deli Boy. The poem at the Gentleman's Club for the Doobie Awards will be great. The acoustics will be perfect. So, Noreen, we'll get the best sound. So, when we do the Doobie Awards at the Gentleman's Club, because Noreen says she doesn't want us to go there, that is beneath us. And I'm saying, no, it's not beneath us. Uh-huh. It's actually above us. The acoustics at strip clubs are always great. The DJs sound crystal clear. You ever, Spinotti, you were just at one for a bachelor party. Listen.
Yes, I was.
The DJs.
I mean, am I the resident correspondent for the strip clubs here?
I was live from the nearest gentleman's club.
Last month.
I'm live from the front row.
Spinotti, the beats pop, the bass is hitting, and the acoustics are perfect.
They were playing some Akon and Wiz last time. It was great.
Hey, the DJs, you see here, the DJs, dude, it's buzzing in the strip club. Everybody's
coming to the
talking.
Stage next. It's dollars the morning roast.
Cirque du Soleil's got nothing on what the Gold Club was last month.
I'm telling
you right now, have you ever been to Cirque du Soleil? Unbelievable athleticism. They're doing stuff off these ropes and stuff. It was crazy.
They are, but
crazy.
The acoustics are great. That is one thing we don't have to worry about.
I've never
the sound
heard
system
anyone
will be great.
Say, I go to a strip club for the acoustics.
But no, nobody goes there for the acoustics, but the acoustics are great.
Yeah, you go for the food.
You go for the, good time. Go for some good music. And listen, the acoustics are unbelievable.
For the food.
You can hear the DJ crystal clear.
I've literally never eaten food in a strip club.
Ever.
Give me the meat.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Pause.
Oh, my
God. What is going on here?
Oh, man.
Oh.
That's stupid. Don't say that again.
Gotta get a win tonight.
Mashed potatoes guy.
Gotta get a win tonight for the psyche of this fan base. Oh, my gosh. I can feel it in the air. I can feel it.
Yeah, Phil Collins?
And then, yes, I can. And then you get Guru and Steiny here. And, they're just going to douse gasoline. They're going to douse gasoline on the fire. And boy, kickoff KK here soon enough.
49ers in a shambles.
See? You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
I think he said that last year when they lost their third straight and then they didn't lose again.
To the Super Bowl.
No, well, we were in shambles after they lost three straight. I was off, and I never call in when I'm off. And I had to call the show. I was like, damn, last hour I had anxiety listening to you guys after that Cincinnati loss. All right, San Leandro Ball. Let's get our boy San Leandro Ball.
I always pretend like you're above the fray.
Yeah, I am above the fray.
Of like just losing our minds.
This is a Picasso. This is me painting a picture, baby.
It's more of a Van Gogh.
Starry Night.
Told you the Mona Lisa.
It's a Rorschach test.
A lot of people have visited the
Louvre.
Not the Louvre.
Mona Lisa. The Mona Lisa's at the Louvre.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of Palace of Versailles.
Another overrated castle, I'm sure.
That place is.
I'm happy with Versailles.
No, the Palace of Versailles.
The garden.
The Palace of Versailles was very impressive.
I love you, love it.
It was very impressive. Very impressive.
You beat me to the joke.
It was very impressive.
I went to the Palace of Fine Arts. Wasn't impressed.
No, but the Louvre, I've talked to a lot of people who have recently visited the Louvre because it seemed like everybody was in Paris and Italy. They were like, yo, Vonta, you did have a point. The Mona Lisa is kind of overrated. I'm just saying.
Bonte did have a point.
I'm saying.
Bonte was house shopping at Versailles.
Look, sometimes I say things in real time.
This is a pretty nice house for a king.
Palace of Versailles was unbelievable. It was so big.
That commute would suck.
I couldn't even get to the garden. It was so big.
Shows up 603 instead.
Palace of Versailles.
Shows up at 603 instead. Lovin, you're on your bag. If Brock Purdy plays half as well as you've been in the last 3 minutes, I mean, we're going to win by 20 tonight.
Well, about time, because he doesn't produce the show. He's a half-ass producer, but he's good on air.
Get his things in.
He says he carries you through every show.
I mean, the rundown's been the same for the last 5 weeks, for crying out loud. Nothing's changed.
It says, talk Shanahan and 49ers. Yeah. He'll do fine.
Keep it pretty simple.
It's a simple playbook.
What does San Leandro Mo have to say?
Yeah, San Leandro Mo. I'm sorry, man.
What's happening, fellas? What's going on? There's a lot of strays going around this morning.
It is. It is. Feel me? Too many. Too
not,
many.
Not going to lie.
Yeah, I got hungry. A couple strays myself. Oh, I'm going to send them out. Full send. Full right. send.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So, hey, let's fire it up. Look. All right, from the beginning, when they walk out to the downfield, hey, Debo, Trent, no music today. Let's switch it up because obviously what we're doing is not working. So how about we do a nice brisk walk to the field and instead of playing some whack music, play an audio verse to tell everybody their assignments for the game, all right? Maybe that'll help. And then Shanahan, when we get down to the goal line, hey, Nutty Professor, pull a Buddy Love, check if you still got a pair, if they're still hanging. All right, after you get that established, get out your little felt pen, your gel pen, whatever you use, color pencil, and draw something up. You got three All-Pros still. I don't want to hear no, we ain't got CMC. Hey, we're going to get this game tonight. Let's get us back in the winning column. Let's go.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast.
Brought
by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
You know what I love about this show, honestly? Those that get it, and then there are those that clearly don't get it. And it's like, when I meet a roaster, I'm like, oh, damn. First thing I always say, I'm so sorry. They're like, we love it! And like, God, thank God. Because we're so crazy, like, you either get it, or you just think we're the dumbest, stupidest people of all time.
I know. I tap people on the shoulder and say, boy, you need to get a hobby if you're spending 4 hours of your day listening to us. Because I sometimes leave the show and I think back and I go, damn, did we just say that? Some of the things I say, I don't even believe. And then they age like five. Why didn't I take all the credit for it? It's great. It's like a Picasso. It's not like a Mona Lisa.
You're the Ron. Well, I'm not even.
You're the Ron Jeremy.
I was going to say, no, the Ron Jeremy, the Ron Rivera.
No, Ron
Rivera.
Who's my guy
over 500?
No, that's the Ron you go to?
No, my bad. My bad. Not Ron Jeremy. Who's the guy on Anchorman? What's the name?
Burgundy. Ron
Burgundy. That's I'm Ron Burgundy. For.
Completely
Sorry.
Different from Ron
Sorry.
Jeremy.
I'm in strip club mode right now.
I'm in strip club mode right now.
No, listen. Ron Burgundy is his name.
What
Ron
is going
Burgundy.
On here?
Oh, man.
You're San Fernando Valley mode, not strip club
all
mode.
All right. Let's slow it down here.
650. I'm happy with the Mona Lisa. I'm happy with the Mona Lisa. I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
Hey, here's listen. My final thought. And my final thought is this. Please, please, please,
can
Father Patrick, help us pray for
a
win.
Can that
we
be
need
our final call?
So bad.
We got 30 seconds. Can we do a prayer? All you right, lead the prayer.
Well,
I'll close my eyes and pray.
I don't want to do anything that's going to disrespect.
No, I'm not disrespecting
okay,
Jesus
but
Christ.
We do need a win.
Praying is not disrespectful.
I know, but we need a win. And I don't want to do it in jest. We truly need a win for my sanity, for the sanctity of my happiness and those around me.
Hallelujah.
I really, truly need a win tonight because the Niners need a win because it makes Hallelujah. This region happier.
Yes.
We're happier when our team wins. And there would be nothing better than to see that region be sad just for 1 week. And Thank then you can win next week. But us be happy now. We need a win.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Spadoni.
The GOAT has returned.
Swung on a high fly to left. Back goes Melendez on the track. He's at the wall, and she's gone! A Stantonian home run. He drove a high fly deep left into the Yankee bullpen to give the Yankees a 3-2 lead. Giancarlo, no sequel, Scopalo. And the Yankees now take the lead with six outs to go.
Is that Al Michaels or John Sterling?
John Sterling, who Still had way more energy than Bob Costas last night.
That was terrible energy.
Whoa!
That was a disappointment for Sterling.
That was way more energy than any home run call that Costas
that
like, called.
That was a Stantonian call right there.
Dude, he called that like it was a May game. Like it was a May 15th game against the Royals.
Let me get that in. Go ahead, Stanley.
Oh, gosh, Sterling.
John Sterling.
Pick it up a little bit.
All right, my final thought is Kyle Shanahan... Do something really, really cool tonight.
Just
to add an extra layer of fun to the show. Do some really cool stuff tonight just to see what the reaction is. Because, like, why not?
Who would have thought after the 2019 season when I'm yelling, we got a Shanahan problem, to now in 2024... I'm the lone wolf defending Shanahan.
You don't know. That's me.
No, No. You've been talking about moving in a new direction and speculating and getting stale. I've been defending Shanahan. All right, we got to go. Game day today. Please, Lord, let's get a win.
I'm we'll happy with Kyle Shanahan's stagnant offense.
We don't get a win. It'll be Spadoni and Chasky. With the win, it'll be Ponte and Chasky.
I'm gone tomorrow.
Oh, damn it.
I'm in Hawaii mode.
Garlic fries and baseball guys tomorrow.
Oh, gosh. That was satisfying. Brought you back from the air. Homer, how to go. You could faster than that to all of your devices. You were right. I was wrong.